Three, two, one. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I feel great. Good. It's a beautiful day.
It is. It's wonderful.
I got to go to the gym this morning.
Oh, good for you.
Just a little workout, you know, not trying to enter any competitions or anything, just trying to preserve my old man body.
Oh, that's a great idea. I wish I could get up early enough to do that.
You don't get up early?
No. Well, not by some standards, no. Whenever I schedule meetings or anything, I schedule them for 10 or 10:30. It's like a joke with my team at Pathways to Success. Whenever I schedule a meeting, it's my time, 10:30.
Well, I mean, then, you know, we scheduled this for 10 because, you know, I'm the same way. But, you know, I do that because I also have three kids.
Right.
And I have a lot of stuff in the morning to
Sure, sure.
And then I also got to try to, you know, first of all, I have an 8-year-old who has been waiting to join the gym. And he finally turned 8. We got to join the gym. So I've had to kind of define a workout for both of us.
Right.
You know, because you can't put weights on a kid. You can't.
No.
He's not bench pressing at 8. No. So, you know, we've learned to do a new workout. And I've actually really become a fan of it because it's not a lot of intense weight. It's more reps. Body weight, you know, squats without weights and all that stuff. So it's been great. And I cherish that time. So I'm really
it's
making
sure. It's a fun thing to do together. Quality time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Sarah Gilmore. I live in the Lewis area. I work with Pathways to Success, who is an organization that helps 9th through 12th graders who are at risk for not graduating high school.
Nice.
And
that would have been me.
Yes.
I mean, I ended up having to get my GED.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the school. It was all the extracurriculum.
Oh, yes. And that's what it's about. I mean, our kids have challenges, you know, socially, you know, family environments and all of that stuff.
Young relationships, I think, are the biggest screw up for kids. You know, when they, I mean, that's what happened to me. I got a girlfriend at 15 and, oh, that was it. I've lost all touch with reality when that happened.
Right.
And
right.
I remember my parents, don't get serious about a girl at 15. I'm like, I'm not. I did. And it was crazy. So,
yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
And it's funny because as a parent, you're like, oh, that's so cute. I love it. But then it's an insanity in that kind of early relationship.
Right. And there's peer pressure. You know, bullying has become, you know, unbelievable with social media. You know, we've had kids that try to commit suicide because someone said something about them on Facebook.
That's a big topic. You know, it's funny. One of the problems with growing up and getting older is that sometimes, and I'll speak for me, and maybe if this has happened to you, you can chime in, but sometimes I tend to take my feelings and my insecurities and my fears and I put them on my kids. So, but my kids are growing up in a different time. You know, when you grew up, we definitely weren't dealing with Twitter.
Right.
But there was other things. You know?
Right.
But now as an adult, and I go on Twitter and I, thank God no one's ever said anything bad about me. I've never really made a serious effort. And honestly, to me, it's Twitter is the bad one. But they're all capable of having negative things posted on them.
Right, right.
But Twitter seems to be a place where you can just bully without any repercussions from doing it. And so, but the thought of my kids being on Twitter, because out of my fear of negative, I'm like, oh my God. But my son, who is 14, is on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't want you on Twitter. It's just, and he goes, what's the big deal?
Right.
But that's what they've been growing up with.
They
have a little bit more evolution into that social media where we're still at, even as adults, we have the adult badge. I'm adult. I can handle anything. But when it comes to certain things that are still new for us, they're scary.
That's true.
And I tend to make my... So I said, you know, I don't want you on Twitter because I'm worried about it.
Right,
So, I mean, it's tough because it's
tough.
Also...
It's tough as a parent.
Yeah, but it's the way things are.
I know.
I don't use Twitter.
I don't either.
It's and I only listen... I only hear about bad things that, you know, where these people just, you know... and I don't even know the terminology they use in Twitter, but it just sounds like they can just kind of pile up on you. Mm. And that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
So I would not, you know, I can see if somebody does something and they end up on Twitter and people are negative to them, I can see how that can
especially
be very hurtful.
Especially a young person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know the story or the situation, but, you know, usually we did something.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, I mean... They did something, you know, whether it's posted a nude picture or something, you know, inappropriate. Yeah, it sucks that everybody's, you know, piling on you. But, you know, we have to still also be accountable.
Absolutely. And it's not always that they've done something. It's just the bullying aspect of it,
right.
You know.
Well, if the something was just being on Twitter.
Or, you know, like one kid not liking another and putting a comment on social media just because they don't like them.
That's true.
Something nasty about them that may not be true at all.
Absolutely. That's it. So, you can't prepare them.
No.
So what's the solution? What's the suggestion? Take some time off Twitter?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I mean, it's like you said, it's a part of life now, you know. What we do is we educate our kids about comments being placed on Facebook or Twitter or another social media and how that can affect another person.
Yeah.
You know, to be very careful about what you say and what you do.
Well, I've been, you know, I don't know if you knew this, I'm sober. I got sober in 97. And, one of the things when I got sober was, you know, if I was started to feel like, you know, maybe drinking might be an option because unfortunately, you know, you get some time between your last drink and, you know, it starts creeping in like, hey, maybe you can have another drink. Mm-hmm. I have to think that through, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. The first drink is always great. It's the 15th one that is like where...
Right.
So I have to think it through and I have to, you know, I have to think. I use that same kind of thinking when it comes to social media. Basically social media, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, that's annoying. And I go, you know what? This is not, let me think, let me come back in three minutes and see if I still want to do that.
Right. Right.
So maybe like, that's a good suggestion. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, take a pause, take a few minutes, restraint from, it used to be restraint from pen and tongue. Now it's restraint from pen, tongue and texting.
Right.
Or maybe it's texting in tongue, because no one's writing with a pen, you know?
Yeah, right, right, right. That's true.
So maybe thinking it through, maybe thinking it, you know, what are the repercussions? Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But, hey, I didn't have you on to talk about Twitter. I had you on because my buddy Brian said that you are a great lady and you're into promoting small business and kind of helping other
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. It's all about supporting each other. You know,
cooperation over competition.
Yes, yes.
I kind of had that, you know, I had a conversation, I did a podcast with a girl, and that kind of that cooperation over competition subject came up without saying those words. And, you know, and then later on that day, I heard that cooperation over competition. I was like, and it's kind of been the theme for the last couple of weeks for me, really, about, you know, helping others, you know, because...
We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
We're all in this thing called life together, and we should support each other, you know, especially small businesses, you know, because they need local support. They need, you know, people to support them so that they can grow, survive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, that's really important. So I'm a big Facebook person.
Yeah.
Well,
and if you're positive and doing the kind of things that you do, we stay out of trouble.
Yeah, right.
Because usually we don't get attacked for helping.
Yeah, and what I was going to say was if a small business says, oh, you know, we're having a sale this weekend or whatever, and I believe in that small business, I'll share it with my friends. And I can't tell you how many times people have said, it was because of your posting that I got more business. you know, so that has to feel good. It does.
For multiple reasons.
Small businesses, but other nonprofits. You know, nonprofits need to support each other. It's not competitive. You know, we're all helping other people in one way or another. You know,
I don't even know what a nonprofit is.
A nonprofit is a organization that has a mission, and all of them basically are based on the premise of helping people.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I worked for the American Red Cross of the Delmarva Peninsula, and our mission was to help others in need. Like, for instance, if there's a house fire, a local house fire.
Yes.
Volunteers go to the family and help them 2-3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it is, and set them up in a hotel or motel temporarily until they can find another place to live. So their mission is to help people, you know, in need as far as when they experience a disaster. If there's a nor'easter or, you know, a bad storm that comes through, they open up shelters so that people will have a place to come to.
So but this is like all based on donations?
A lot of it is fundraising.
Fundraising.
Getting grants, you know, from different organizations. But that's just one, you know. Pathways is, our mission is to help 9th through 12th graders graduate from high school. And most of our funding is through the Delaware Department of Labor, because they want kids to graduate and go on and be successful, hopefully stay in Delaware.
Absolutely.
So we're at a 98% graduation rate.
Nice.
And then, you know, there's so many organizations, you know, the American Heart Association, educates people about heart disease.
Yes.
And helps them. That's what a nonprofit's all about.
That makes sense.
Basically,
the term nonprofit pretty much is clear that they do it for no profit. I'm assuming. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of understand, but
right.
I understand through, you know, donations and fundraising, and because people have to work there and they have to make money there. You just can't, you know, you have to survive. So
right.
I just didn't know someone, because at this point, this is free. Mm-hmm. This is a nonprofit.
Yeah, it is a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit organization right here.
Yes, it is. It is.
But, you know, when I do, like, when we do this, when we post this when I post this podcast, I usually take money out of my pocket and I boost it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe one day I might figure out how, you know, to cover that cost or something like that, or give that option if someone wants to really post or boost it and they want to contribute or something like that. But
right. There may be like a communications grant, or it wouldn't be an arts grant, I don't think.
This is artsy. You talk about art. But
yeah.
But, you know, the other thing about it is...
There's probably grants out there that you could get.
Well, the other thing about this and you know, helping others, to me, is really, it's an act of humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to get paid, then it becomes an act of self.
Right.
This is about me making some money. And I like money, but I also don't want to become consumed or warped worrying about it.
Sure.
Because then it becomes a job. And, you know, I like doing this. It's fun. I like to chat with folks. I like to, you know, a guy sent me a message and he said that, you know, he really appreciated it and that I was doing a good job. So I said, well, come on the podcast. And he was on the other day. His podcast just went up. But he said that this podcast is great because it's really bridging the story of what got people to where they're at. You know, we know where they're at. We know what they do, and we know they're alive. So, but how
did they get there?
Yeah, and you know, and we talked about, like, you know, there's a lot of people sitting on that first step, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So scared.
Mm-hmm.
And But, you know, when you start hearing about other people that were the same way, but that went for it and they survived, they didn't burst into flames or, you know, you know, die a thousand deaths doing it, you know, and they came out okay, stronger, probably a little smarter. Maybe it wasn't the success, you know, right away, but it happened.
Sure.
And maybe that could help influence or help someone
absolutely
take that first step.
It could.
And that's what I like doing.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I liked doing that. I mean, I knew I liked doing it. I didn't realize that that was because that was only told to me by someone that listened to podcasts. I was like, well, that's very cool. So, but, you know, it's something to do. I like just helping. Did you know Matt Haley?
I did.
Yeah. So he was a good friend of mine. And he helped. His hand was always out.
Matt, the story I have about Matt is... I received an email. Somehow.
And I knew you would know Matt. I did. I didn't know that, but I knew it.
Yeah.
Because if you're helping people, he was,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure.
So I got this email, or it may have been on Facebook, that Matt Haley was going to spend a night on the streets in D.C. to help a homeless shelter.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I sent him like a $25 donation or something like that. And then I get an email back thanking me. So I sent him a response and I said, you know, maybe you could come and talk to our Pathways to Success kids, you know. So I told him a little bit about it and everything. And he said, sure, I'd love to do that. I'd love to meet with you. And I said, well, you know, you can meet with me and our director, Faye Blake. And maybe we could meet at Fish On or something in the morning. And he says, oh, no, come and meet me at my house. I said, okay. So we went there, and Faye and he especially hit it off immediately. And she told him, you know, about the program. And he said to her, so what do you want from me? And she said, I don't want anything from you. I just want to be sure that you're genuine because no one will talk to my kids unless they're genuine. And that's how he just cracked up. So he did meet with the kids at Fish On. The night before he had accepted the Beard Award.
James Beard, James Humanitarian Beard. Of the Year.
Yes. And... when he met with the kids, he said, you know, last night I was with all these big wigs and, you know, all of that. He says, but there's no place I'd rather be right now than with you, right here, nowhere else. And you could hear a pin drop in that room. And after he spoke about his experiences and, you know, how he was able to reach success, through many struggles and through many challenges, 4 years in jail, the drugs, the alcohol.
He always said his intervention was a SWAT team.
Yeah.
I always thought that was funny.
So after that, they just all ran up to him, and we had a plaque that we had done for him, and each kid had signed it, and we framed it. And it had Sodell Concepts logo on it and Pathways to Success logo on it. And Faye said a few words after that, and he was sitting on a chair on the side, and he looked at that plaque like it was even better than a James Beard Award.
Oh, you know? Absolutely.
He just kept looking at it, you know. So, and then he invited the kids to... the theater, you know, the Midway theaters with his staff and their kids. And a month after that, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start crying.
Don't cry. I know how you feel. Yeah. He was my best friend.
Yeah.
He was my son Sam's godfather.
Oh.
And it's funny because that story, he called me the day of the award, and he said, come over. And I said, all right. So I came over, and I've said this before on the podcast, so forgive me for sharing it multiple times. But sometimes I feel like this podcast is going to end up being like the Matt Haley podcast because I owe my whole life to Matt. You know, he saved my ass.
Yes.
But he called me, and he said, come over. So I went over there, and he was upstairs trying to find a tie. And if you know Matt, he didn't wear a lot of ties.
Right.
But he called, I went over and he's like, you want to go for a walk? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And so we're walking. He goes, you know, some days I just feel like they're going to figure out I don't know what I'm doing. And I go, you're going up to New York doing the James, or to accept mm-hmm. the James Beard Humanitarian of the Year Award. I mean, mm-hmm. you clearly know what you're doing. But for a guy, you know, like Matt, to still, you know, feel like he's not good enough, you know. And yeah. I'll never forget when he said in that speech, he said, I found a group that would love me until I love myself. And he was talking wow. about the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
And they would take me and they would love me until I learned to love myself. And even to that day, he still struggled with loving himself. I don't compare myself to Matt because right. Matt is, he was at a different level. And sure. I had a friend come up to me and said, you know, this is after he passed. And he said, you know, I think I want to pick up where Matt left off. I'm like, forget it. Mm. You don't have enough time in the day to do what Matt did. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I would talk to Matt and he would say, oh, yeah, you know, I did something. But you didn't hear about going over to Pathways. I think I did hear a little bit about that. But, you know, you didn't hear, you heard maybe two of the stories that he did in a day. But there was probably, you know, 98 more stories throughout yes. the day and into the night that he did for yes. other people.
Yes.
And
I remember him saying, or I've heard of him saying, that the first thing he did when he woke up in the morning was, who am I going to help today?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there's a, you know, he was sober, I'm sober. We both used a, you know, a 12-step program. But the last step in that program is really, you know, now that you've gotten here, your job is to be there for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And because I always say, and forgive my French, but I always say I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. That's my real problem. I chose to drink. I chose to skip school. I chose to mm-hmm. have a young, you know, be in a young relationship in an early age. I chose all those things. But the problem, my real problem was it's me. I wanted to satisfy self.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any humility. And that's what Matt taught me. He said, you know, guys like you and me are arrogant. And I laughed. And I said, wait, what's that mean? He goes, rules don't apply to you and me. We run by a different set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And those rules vary on how I'm being inconvenienced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm being inconvenienced, I'm going around people at stop signs. When things aren't going my way, I'm speeding. I'm throwing the finger. But when, you know, those days the kids are good and everything's good, I'm letting people come into traffic. Come on, you know.
Yeah, right.
So it's all based on my inconveniences.
Yeah.
But Matt taught me all that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can't drink. Mm-hmm. But I can't eat too much candy either, and I can't spend a lot of money because all those things can still make me feel that same shame and guilt.
Right, right.
And, you know, but he taught me all that stuff.
Yeah, he's a great man. Yeah. And Scott has picked up where he left off. I mean, he's a big supporter.
I love Scott.
Of Pathways.
I try to get him on the podcast, but Scott's becomes, you know, he can't reach Scott now. You know, but he's important, you know, and not, yeah. and I don't say that in a facetious way, but he's, you know, he's got a lot on his plate.
He has a lot on his plate.
And, yeah. you know, I'd love to have him on the podcast, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bother him. So maybe one day we'll get him on, but Scott's, yeah. you know, he's a great guy as well.
Oh, he is. He's wonderful. He really is. Yeah. He's been a really big supporter.
So the,
not just the Pathways, but, you know, he has Sodell Cares, which is like the nonprofit arm of Sodell Concepts, where they give back
mm-hmm.
to local organizations. And that's been huge, you know, the way that they have supported local organizations. So
when you... So do you have any, I see you post a lot of your stuff on Facebook. You just keep your ear to the ground and just listen for what's happening, and then you just decide to just kind of share and try to promote other small businesses?
Yeah, yeah, as much as I can. You know, like I said, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important to support each other. It really is.
You know, my son's starting ninth grade. So
where at?
He goes to Sussex Academy.
Uh-huh.
And he has, I'll just share, you know, my story and a little bit of my background. When I was adopted, and my parents were so helpful to me, almost to a negative extent. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it didn't seem like it. But at 50 years old now, I look back and I say that that was a, you know, and I love my parents. Mm-hmm. But they helped me too much. You know, they didn't let me suffer. They didn't let me struggle. I can remember sitting at the table and at the dining room table and doing homework for hours. Mm. Or me watching them do my homework for hours, you know. And as an adult, I look back and with my kids, you know, I'm trying to do it differently, you know. So I don't help my children in school. Now, if they come to me with tears, I'll sit down. But, you know, I want them, I always say, you know, if we're having this much trouble, you've done something, mm-hmm. whether it wasn't pay attention, we're talking, you know, whatever it is, but something that you failed to do has got us to this point. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be how life is forever. You know? Yes. Whether it's in school, whether it's in a job or a relationship, even friendships, you know. So I haven't really helped them. And David, you know, David finished, he got through eighth grade at Sussex Academy, which is a, you know, if you talk to folks about Sussex Academy, they'll say, oh my God, there's too much homework. And I said, well, if you do your kids' homework, then yeah, there is too much homework. But if your kids are doing their homework, it shouldn't really matter.
Right.
And so I've tried to take that approach with David, and he's done very well without my help. Mm-hmm. And he handles himself pretty well. Now, my other son, Sam, he's going to be, I'm worried. He's great, but he's the baby, you know. He's just, so it's tough. So, I mean, do you have advice for parents that are raising, you know, getting ready to get into high school? Because that's where it gets serious.
Yeah, the ninth grade is very important, you know, making that transition. Because at ninth grade, a kid can drop out of school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they had to be, I thought you have to be 18, no?
No.
No.
I don't think so, because that's something that...
Actually, that doesn't make sense either, because you don't even finish school at 18. You finish school at like 16
or 17. I'm pretty sure it's the ninth grade. That's what I've heard. I don't think that's changed.
We won't put that out there, though. No, it's the 12th grade.
Right.
Everyone's like, oh, sweet.
Right. So that, it's a very important age, not only because of the transition from middle school to high school. It's just like high school to college. Yep. You know, it's a big transition.
Well, plus kids start working at 14. They get a little money, driver's license.
Right, right.
Freedom.
Right. The only thing I can say, because of the kids that we work with, is that for parents to, and a lot of the parents work two or three jobs, so they aren't there, you know, to give support. And but, you know, just give as much support to your child as you possibly can, you know, and be there for them. Care for them. That's one of our promises, is based on care, which is consistent, authentic, respectful empowerment. That's our approach.
I like that.
To the kids. Yeah. But for parents, I would say just be there for them, give them as much support as you can. You know, it's tough. Ninth grade is tough.
Well, and it's like I kind of started off the podcast talking about it. It's hard because we take our memories, but life's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sometimes it's like, I'm not sure we even have good advice, you know, because
right.
We haven't experienced the stuff that, you know, that these kids are going. Is that your, or is that me? I hear some vibrating.
Oh, it's right.
That's all right. Yeah. So it's hard to even, you know, relate with some of the stuff, especially like with social media, because a lot of adults are like, I'm not even doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to give advice. And some of those things, but yeah,
right.
you just have to keep loving them until they can learn to love themselves.
That's right.
In the words of Matt Haley.
That's what we do in Pathways. We start with the kids in the ninth grade, and we follow through with them until the year after they graduate. And we're at a 98% graduation rate, so we're doing something right.
I see room for improvement. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is. It is.
The so when you have any small businesses that you want to talk about, anything that's exciting? Where are you? You're down here, but I thought for some reason I thought you were in Georgetown.
Where our office is.
That's where your office is.
Yeah, I live off of Route 24.
Okay. Oh, you love that road.
West of Route 1, hey. Which is nice. On the weekends, I don't have to go out on Route 1 if I don't want to.
Right.
So, but that's good for business, right?
Right.
So,
have you tried, so for Father's Day, I asked, for Mother's Day, I bought my wife a Urban Float package. Are you familiar with Urban Float?
Yes, I've heard of it.
They've been on the podcast.
Have they?
Oh my gosh! And the owner Carlos turns out to be like this really cool guy. I mean, he worked for IBM and GoPro, so he's actually been on the podcast a couple times. And,
oh, okay.
And we're going to actually start doing a podcast for music. Pearl, are you a Pearl Jam fan? No. That's all right. Well, good thing, because you would have been on our Pearl Jam podcast. Hey, if you got a pulse and you like Pearl Jam, we're having you on. I think we could still switch you over. I think we could see in a good Pearl Jam shirt.
Probably.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm open.
There you
go. You know, podcasts. Who would have thought a year ago that I would have been on two podcasts within 2 weeks? I didn't even know what a podcast was.
Well, thank you for coming on. I actually really love doing the podcast, and I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, and I was trying to, you know, I know they're like, I don't even know what a podcast is, and I thought about it, and I guess it's really the ability to pause it, you know, listen to it at your own convenience, because a lot of like radio programs, TV shows, I like a show on, it's a sports show on FS1 or whatever, it's called Undisputed, they have a podcast, but really what the podcast is, it's a replaying the show, but on a podcast channel so that you can listen to it in your car and stop and pause and listen to it at your own convenience, which is very cool. Mm. So I guess that's really the difference. Wow, spiritual. My hand just slides across the table. Nice. It's the ability to kind of listen at your own convenience. So I guess that's really what podcasting is.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing it because it allows a simple guy like me to have a little bit of an audience and kind of push what I want to push, which is, you know, just helping other people.
Sure.
And I've had a lot of fun people on. It's been a lot of fun. I sometimes start liking it more than the hair business. But I love doing hair, but someone said, you know, you get involved in too many things. And I go, well, why?
There's never too many things.
Right.
Never.
It's like she's probably not involved in enough things.
That's right.
And then the lady just came in, wanted to book a help an appointment. She said, are you still just working one day? I go, I'm not working one day a week. I work 5 days a week. I do this. Today's my day off. You know, this is when I get to do my podcasting. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to be on two podcasts.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Were you nervous?
And tomorrow I'm going to be on the radio on 105.9.
Okay.
In Seaford. Because we're Pathways is having our second annual Pay It Forward celebration.
Okay. Yeah.
We're honoring supporters of Pathways and some of our kids. So I'm going on the air live.
Ooh.
At the Stargate Diner with Mike Mioli.
Okay.
Do you know Mike?
McDonald's Mike.
Uh huh.
Yep. I don't know him, but I know the name.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I think I know his wife, Kelly.
Yeah, I saw Kelly last night. She's so sweet.
It was funny. I saw her at the gym, and she's like, don't I know you? And I go, I think I know you. And it turns out we knew each other through Facebook. But then after some more investigating, I realized that who it was.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Super nice lady.
So Mike is one of the honorees. He has hired our kids for years, and he mentors them and has supported us financially for our Boys and Girls Summits that we have every year. And so he's going to be on the air with me. And Jeffrey Benson, who is on the Seaford School District Board, who has personally mentored some of our students. He always lets us know about conferences and things that are going on that he thinks Pathways might be interested in. So he'll be on the air with me, too. So.
Well, and, you know, if you ever want to, you can use this podcast anytime you want. You know, if you want to talk about something, you want to promote something, you want to announce something, call me. Come on. I mean, I love that.
Okay, well, I'll do that right now.
Yeah. Do it. That's great. Please. I'm going to sit back and listen because I want this to be a tool.
Thank you. Okay, so this, like I said, it's our second annual Pay It Forward celebration, and it's at the Clubhouse at Baywood.
Oh, my God, I'm stretching. Yeah, I got it.
On July 27th.
Second annual Pay It Forward celebration. You are invited.
Yes. And it's from 6 to 11. And our honorees are Cornelius Blake, who is a volunteer who will do anything for us, Mike Miele, Sue Claire Harper, who is with the League of Women Voters, and also a supporter. She volunteers for a local thrift shop, and every so often the volunteers have an opportunity to be selected and then donate to their charity of choice, and she's selected Pathways more than once.
Nice.
And Jeffrey Benson, which is on the Seaford School District Board, and Gary Conaway, who works at Sussex Tech, which is one of the schools that we have our program in, who is the video or communications director, and he's done videos at some of our events for us with some of the kids that are in his class. So that has been really great.
Do you post those? Like, does Pathways have a YouTube channel, or do you?
We don't.
Do you post them like on your Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. And this year we're going to have live music, and it's Shades of Blue, which just so happens to be one of the all ladies.
Okay.
And they play rhythm, blues, jazz, Motown stuff. One of the ladies, Christy Taylor's brother, is Brian Stevenson.
Okay.
Who is from Milton. He did the, I can't remember the name of the book, but they have a exhibit at the Milton Historical Society now. About the book that he wrote and the challenges that he had as an African-American youth living in the Milton area way back when. So, but anyhow, they are a great, great group.
So this is July 27th at Baywood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, is it a dinner or is it just light fare and drinks?
It's
because it says light fare and drinks, but I don't know if there was a dinner included.
No, it's light fare. Very well, we say light fare, but it's like huge, the selections that you have. They call it their harvest table, and it's all kinds of different kinds of foods.
Nice.
So
this is exciting. I mean, you know, now that I'm talking to you, I feel like I want to, you know, get more involved.
Wonderful.
You got something over there for that too?
That is a great segue.
Hey-o.
Oh, shoot. I don't think I have it. We have sponsorship opportunities.
I want to be a sponsor. I'm in.
Do you want to know what the levels are? We don't have a $10,000
level. I'm looking at, I'm probably more on the gray level. I can help. What do we got? Give me some levels.
Okay. Let me see if I can remember because I don't have it with me.
Start at the top.
The top.
Just eliminate those right away.
The top is $2,500, and that is presenting sponsor, and that's already been taken.
Oh.
And then there is, the 1500 level.
It's
not fair.
I put you on the spot. So
yeah, and I thought that I had the sponsorship levels with me. Let me just take another look.
Do you have like a $250 sponsorship level or something like that?
The lowest is, oh, I have it.
Oh, good.
The lowest is 500.
Okay.
And 500.
I'm in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
500, name on all of the flyers that we have. Logo and name on our running PowerPoint that we'll have at the event. And 2 tickets to the event.
Okay. I'm in.
Thank you. Wow.
Well.
Thank you so much.
You know what? It's that's not that much money. And honestly, it's a big deal because, you know, it's, and besides even what Matt was doing, I mean, you know, there's a real need for that age group of kids, and especially from 9th into 12th grade. And, you know, I said this to somebody else, I wouldn't want to be a high school kid these days.
Right.
I would be in a lot of trouble. I really would.
Oh, let me tell you about, well, I'll finish this first, but remind me to tell you the story about Cape and Lopen High School.
Okay.
So the 2,500, that's already been taken. 1,500 is Platinum Star, which is name on all flyers, brochures, posters, and Facebook. Logo and name on running PowerPoint. Name on easel table sign. And 6 tickets to the event. Gold Star is 1,000. Name on all flyers, brochures, and posters. Logo and name on running PowerPoint. And 4 tickets to the event. 750 is name on all flyers, logo and name on running PowerPoint. 3 tickets to the event. And then you'll be the Bronze Star.
Aww. I'm working towards the silver next year.
Okay.
Bronze, I'll be bronze.
Okay. That's great. So you and your wife will be able to attend.
Yep.
Great.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
I have to free up my day on the 27th.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. So what do I get for 500? Do I get my name?
Oh, the 500 again is name on all the flyers.
Okay.
Logo and name on running PowerPoint and 2 tickets to the event.
I like it.
Good. Great. So I'll give you this before I leave.
Perfect.
What else? Oh, I was going to tell you about Cape. You were talking about how difficult it is for kids these days.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every single day, there were fights at Cape. When kids got off the bus almost immediately, they would come into the school and start fighting. So,
why is that? What's the beef?
The beef is you never know what happened to those kids the night before, whether or not they had dinner, whether or not their father beat up on them,
right?
Whether or not their mother was high on drugs.
So you think a kid, if you know, someone might have something at home and they just start a fight, or it's not like a premeditated fight?
Oh, no, it's not premeditated. Okay. I mean, somebody could look at them the wrong way because they come in the school with all that baggage. You know, they may not have had breakfast that morning, you know. Who knows? But we got from having fights every day to 0 fights.
That's good.
Because Pathways to Success was given a homeroom.
Ah.
So when those kids got off the bus, immediately they went into the small auditorium. The lights were dimmed a little bit. They were able to express their feelings, what's going on, this and that. We have a program administrator in each one of the 4 schools that we're in.
So you just work with the public schools?
Yeah, we're at Cape and Lopen High School, Sussex Tech, Seaford High School, and Milford High School.
Okay.
We would love to be in every high school in Delaware, but that takes money. So, you know, and we have speakers come in and talk to them about their experiences. We've had some of the Sodell people, because Sodell really believes in second chances. So
if someone wanted to, like, contribute or donate money towards, you know, working towards getting in other high schools, I mean, could they just call Pathways? Is that how?
They could.
It's more than that.
Well, the cost is pretty expensive. It's like $35,000 a year to be in a school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that would be like almost a necessity.
Yes.
That's for a different podcast.
Yes. What I'd like to do is bring Faye Blake in.
I'd love to.
And have you talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's Faye and I have known each other for over 30 years. We were in banking together way back when.
Well, and I tell you, you know, and I'm no Matt Haley.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have, you know, my story is, it's just, it was
your
a struggle.
Story is these kids' stories.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was, I came from a great family, but I just, you know, somehow got down the wrong path, struggled through high school, ended up getting a GED, struggled with drugs, struggled with alcohol, finally got sober in 97, opened a small business, you know. I mean, I've been to jail. I mean, it, you know, I've had...
It would be great for you to come in and talk to our kids, too, next school year.
I would love
year.
To do that.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Anytime.
Because I think it means more to them if they... Like, with Matt, he told them his whole story.
Yeah.
You know, and that had an effect on them. And even though I can't tell you how many kids that, you know, that me have been thinking about going down that road, but I'm sure that there were some, you know,
well, and it's,
that he made a difference with.
Well, and I know that when I think about it, because when us chatting about this is brought up, like, those old feelings, and I know that it was always like, I'm never good enough to do anything. I'm never going to be good. Clearly, by my, you know, my record here in high school, I'm never going to, I remember, it was funny, my mom, I was struggling. I think it was like 15, and I was struggling because I loved smoking pot. Mm-hmm. I couldn't shake it, and my life was always all about pot back then. And my mom said, "Do you think you might want to maybe try being a hairdresser?" I guess back then that was like the last hope for you know, if you can't pull your head out of your butt, you might as well be a hairdresser. And I was like, "Ah, I do not. You know, I'm going to be something." And you know, however many years later, I became a hairdresser, but not because
isn't that something?
Not because it was all that was left. It was because it was a choice that I made.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was a bleak period in my life, and I remember just feeling lost. And but my biggest problem was that what people wanted for me isn't what I wanted for myself. I had to kind of go through that, and I'm not saying that's how everybody has to do it, but. You know, if I could change anything in my life, I don't think I would change anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
would
mm-hmm.
I prefer to have, you know, walked the and got my cap and gown and all that for graduation? Maybe, but
right.
maybe not. I mean, I didn't work out for me that way, but you know, I wouldn't change anything. So, but I just remember as a kid, just really feeling like I wasn't going to be much.
Mm-hmm.
And, the conversation that I've been having lately is kind of about, you know, redefining happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a child, my mom, I don't know why this stands up, but she always used to tell me, you need to make those big bucks. Like, that's happiness, big bucks. And I clearly wasn't going to make big bucks, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I just had to start thinking, like, even at, you know, this morning, you know, I got up, you know. I have beautiful life, beautiful children. You know, that's happiness.
Absolutely.
You know, money, unfortunately.
Money isn't.
Money is not happiness. No. Power is, you know, it may be happiness to some people, but I would have messed that one up too. And
mm-hmm.
So just being able to just serenity, peace of mind.
Yep.
Helping others.
Yep.
That just brings a lot of happiness that would have never, you couldn't explain that to me back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was always about how I looked to my friends, girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do this weekend? So I would, if you ever needed me to come or would like me to come, I would be honored. I would love to do that. I might be very nervous, but I would love
great.
To do it.
That would be wonderful.
And like that I said, I'm not Matt Haley, but. I have a story.
You have a story.
Yeah. And it's up to this point, there's a slight bit of success.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You've reached success.
So the what else is going on? Because you got a whole folder, and I love it. So we got the Pathway to Success, second annual Pay It Forward celebration, and that's on July 27th, and that's at Baywood.
And I have...
If you need to get in, if you want to call them, it's 302-858-4861. That's the phone number.
Right, for tickets.
For tickets.
I also have, we had, this is the first year that we've had an annual chord presentation and graduation celebration just for our seniors.
Nice.
Apart from their graduation at high school, you know, their usual. So we gave each one of them a chord with Pathways to, like a medal, Pathways to Success 2019, and then on the back of it is their name and the high school that they're graduating from.
Wow, that's nice.
It was so special. It was so special. So this program tells you.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, stretch.
Who all of the graduates and what they are planning on doing.
Okay.
And a lot of them are going on to college. Some are going into the military. Some are going into the workforce. One is already a small business owner.
Wow.
He has his own landscaping business, and he's had it for 2 years.
Is he local?
Yes.
I should have him on the podcast.
Yeah. In fact, last year I called him and I said, you know, I need some work done. He said, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Sarah. I'm all booked up. It was so cute. And he's been very successful.
Can I have this or is this
Absolutely.
Yours? Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really, I, you know, when I talked to Brian about having you on the podcast, I didn't realize all this. I didn't realize all this Pathways to Success stuff. I thought you were just a person over there just helping others. I didn't realize all this great stuff. So I apologize
because
I didn't know that.
But great.
What a great thing to learn about, because I agree, you know, and I've said it before, but I mean, there's that ninth to 12th grade is a real struggle. Hey, I struggle now at 50, so, you know.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean.
any help is needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is a very and it's so great to see them succeed. I mean, I remember talking to someone when I first started helping Pathways. I said to Faye, if I'm going to be involved, I need to talk to the kids. I need to know, you know, what they're all about and everything. So I went to Sussex Tech, and I spoke to this one young man. His name was Michael. And he said, if it wasn't for Pathways, I would either be on the street selling drugs, I would be in prison, or I would be dead. He said, Pathways has meant the world to me. Now he's married. He has a full-time job in banking. He has a couple of kids. This was about 6 years ago. Pathways has been in existence since 2008.
Now, do you, when a person graduates, do you have them come back and kind of be mentors or share their story, or is it just?
Yes, we have had kids come back and talk to the students. Mm-hmm.
And then how'd that go?
Well, good.
Nice.
Good. There's nothing more effective than having someone in the Pathways program who had been in the Pathways program come back and talk to the kids about their successes afterwards.
Well, and then, you know, just succeeding through high school is one thing. And then there's just the whole, that's when life starts.
Ooh, yes.
But you don't want to be, you know, one arm tied behind your back, like with not an education, you know, that is
right.
A big challenge. So.
And each child is different. I mean, not everyone wants to go on to college, you know. Right. There's, you know, certifications. We have a really good relationship with Delaware Tech. Where kids can be certified in different trades, you know, and
I like for higher education. I don't know, you know, it took me, I had no idea what I wanted to do at 16.
Right.
I mean, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough when these it's just tough that these kids are making life decisions at such an early age. Mm-hmm. And there's so much like money involved, and to go to college these days, college should be just free.
Yeah, I agree.
Should be promoting.
It's expensive.
It's expensive, and it's believe me, you know, I went to UNM. I went to the university because I grew up in Albuquerque. I went to the University of New Mexico because my parents wanted me to go to college. And I skipped school, and I ditched, and I got thrown out, and I didn't tell them for the whole... I think we were getting ready to start the next semester. I go, don't even bother. I never even went. Save your money. And they're like, oh, my God, you punk. I didn't say that, but that's, you know, I had no idea. And then it wouldn't be till later that I would end up going to Rutgers and got a degree in turf management that I don't even do anymore.
Right.
It's like I've been to three different schools.
Yeah.
Finally, the last one was hair school, but... You know, I think I'm done with school for now.
Yeah.
But, well, listen, hey, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And anything you want to, just call me. You know, I'm trying to do three podcasts a week, and I was talking to somebody yesterday. You know, if you ever want to come on and just promote something, you know, a dinner or anything like that,
yeah,
just come on. We can chat for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Put it out there. We'll post it on a Tuesday or a Thursday. And I have no problem with it.
Okay.
I love doing it. Anything I can do to help. And I'll give you, I don't have my checkbook, but I will give you a check. And I do want the bronze star.
Thank you so much.
And look, and I can't pick up where Matt left off. I wouldn't even attempt to, but I can pick up where Tom needs to start.
Right.
And I can do what Tom can do.
Right.
And that's all I can do, but I can do stuff.
It. And, you know, just anything to support our kids, you know, means the world. It really
Well, it's
does.
Not only supporting our kids, it's supporting our community, it's supporting our state.
Yeah.
It's supporting our future. You know, if we're not going to take, or at least, you know, because there's a fine line because people say we give out too much hope, but at least know that we're there for kids.
Absolutely.
It's the future of this area.
Oh, it is. It is.
And they have kids.
Actually see them succeed is I cannot tell you.
Well, and it's also a small percentage, you know. And if that, you know, if two of those kids went on to share their story about how they struggled and how something like that helped and could help another child one day or another, you know, young adult, you know, that's not. I think, you know, there's a big, you know, I created an app, and part of the app is called volunteering. I don't feel like, you know, schools are making kids volunteer now, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
But to just go out and help others, I don't think we really talk about that much.
It's important. Yeah. Some of our kids are going to be helping at a Georgetown event. It's called Wings and Wheels.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we go to that. I take the kids to that.
Yeah. They're going to be volunteering for that.
Oh, you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay. So we went to Wings and Wheels last year, and it was my wife and my son, Sam. We just had the little one that day. And they offer the helicopter ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell the story. And, you know, if you don't choose to ride a helicopter after, that's fine. Sorry. But so we got in line to ride the helicopter. And it was a little bit expensive. So I said, you guys go. I've been on a helicopter. You guys. And you know, she was wanting to do something with Sam. So they got in the helicopter, and I was thinking, oh, my God, what happens if something bad happens? You know?
Yeah, right.
So
right.
Off my family flew.
Oh, boy.
And they came around, and they ended up landing, and they got off, and it was perfectly fine. The following day, that helicopter crashed.
Oh, my.
At a Harrington event.
Oh, my.
I know.
Oh.
Oh, I know. So it's not even a funny story. It's a crazy story. But
wow.
And it didn't, like, the people that were on board, they didn't die. It had a hard landing.
Oh, okay.
So everybody was okay, but I was like, oh, that's it. No more helicopter rides.
Yes, really. Oh, my.
So if it's a red and white helicopter, don't fly on it. Hope I didn't upset anybody. Well, so I'm sorry, I screwed up. I went off. You were talking about something, and then I went on another story.
No, I think
apologize.
That was it.
All right, well, listen, okay. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Come back anytime. Anything I can do. And thank you.
I appreciate it. Right, I really
dear.
Do.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good luck with your radio appearance tomorrow.
Thank you. Listen in, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on 105.9?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.